Shalom aleichem, sweetest friends. The shir should be a special to remember Rav Zichy. Uschus chayim chayim fei masmanet dispensia for shleima. Bris v'tavas tel avidach. Kiner bracha v'sester adasa for shleim shuschay Israel. It says the Mishnah Maseches of Mitzi and Daf Chafei Amud Beis that if somebody found a Mitzi in a kaisel yashin on an old wall, then already it's his. He can keep it. Gemara says the reason is Tan of Neshechel Leimar Loi, because he can say to the finder, can say to the person who owns the wall, Shalom Rima, you belong to the Amorites, used to be in Eretz Yisrael before the Kibbutz of Yehoshua. Frick the Gemara, what, only Amorites put stuff away and Jews don't? Maybe you belong to a Jew. The Gemara says, Lo Tzichel Neshechel Tfei. It's very rusty. Since it's very rusty, it's nikkur shemurach shem zman rav, and therefore, the balabayis didn't leave it there for so long. It must belong to the Amorites. For tosfos, for likni lechatzei with the balagala balakutsa. What about kinyan chatzei? And for tosfos, say shlem adin chatzei kol medav shechul yeshalim tzenulayim. You're never going to find that there's no kinyan chatzei. Moach shemutzna bavi akosel. So here it's mutzna bavi akosel. It's sitting in the thickness of the wall. He's never going to find it. The Meila, it means there's no kinyan. And the kasha is, and we've been learning through the shiurim of Moed Rabbeinu Agoyni, Agada Rabbi Abba brings it out. We'll continue with that. Siyata Dishmai, it's Gishmak. The kasha is, Mabakach. Mabakach, that I'll never find it. So if it's in his chotzer. So what's Pshat and Tosis? So it appears Pshat and Tosis is that the Yisod of kinyan chotzer is an inish or a shus. That Rashus, in the Russian Rashus, it's a Rashus, it's a Hatisvada la Rashus. Don't come close to the authorities. The authorities means you have power over it. Chevitz Tachas Yode. So Mamela, if you're never going to find it, it's not considered tachas yada. And that's why Tosfos says that you don't have the union of a kinyan chatzah. Kinyan chatzah, it's tachas yada. Since you're never going to find it, it's not called a kinyan chatzah. Now it says later on in the Gemara, Tana, Yimaya koisel memula mehem cholkin. The wall was filled with them, the hollow in the wall was filled with lost items, then the honomer and the finder divide them. The Gemara says, isn't that obvious? Pshita. Hence the Gemara, no. It's talking about a case where the hollow in the wall is inclined towards one side of the wall. Lest you say that the items were initially on the elevated side and do the incline, they slipped and filled the entire space. The Tana teaches us, no, that the Hon Omer is talking about where it's a Kosel Chodesh. So the Hon Omer, when the inside of the wall belongs to the homeowner and the outside belongs to the finder. So you might think that since it's an incline, maybe it's spilled. It was originally on the other side, no. Don't say that they were written initially on the elevated side. Rather, say that this is the way it was the whole time, and therefore you can go chetzi chetzi. That's the Gemara. Ma'od teim ishtafu chay ishtafuch kamash malan. Chadish Rebbe Kiva Eger, your master of Chokum Pshita, asks, Timur and Moed, my Pshita, Kiveger doesn't understand what's the pshitus of the Gemara. Gemara says if it's koisel mamula mehen, if the koisel is filled with them, then cholkin.
They go 50-50.
What's so special about that? Why is that so pashut? We don't know why we say chokim. Maybe the moitzeh should get it misafik. Came by chetzimor kana, so chetzimor kana. The name of came into b'chor shi akoysel. The bialim mikud muzakim. We can say if it's in the hole, the hollow of the wall. The bialim are called muzak. If kira baile, mizachu acherim matzim yadam, nice in the balabayis, came the lekuchas kismar kama zachu bo balabayis misafik. And as the one mara kama came the mele hacha, midin aliyas kula shel balabayis, so achlitchay k'dein sefer dimotze gora, dein mchazeh shem tufisa ala. Akavan dinachul kashimoy d'map shitusi.
Rabbi Kivega here refers to a Gemara and Dafid Beizam with Aleph. Shteto ne Gemara boi rov. Zerak arniki bepesach ze, v'yatze bepesach achir. If one threw a purse through this entrance of a house, and it went through the house and exited through another entrance, what is the halacha? Does the owner of the house acquire the purse during the course of its flight? The dilemma is, s'avir shen sofenuch kemunuch tami or lo, is an item in the airspace of a courtyard that will not eventually come to rest in the courtyard itself, regarded as though it has come to rest, or is it not regarded as though it has come to rest? It's ein sof lanuach. We consider it kemunach, or we not consider it kemunach? That's the shaila of the Gemara. And then on this, we have a rosh. Quotes the rosh in this Gemara. The rosh there writes, so the Balabais is Zecha Behefker, and therefore if somebody else comes and tries to take it, Mzecha Boacher, Matsim Yad, and take it away from them, and you give it to the Balabais. And it's sad that the Balabais is Zecha. Why? Since he's not Cheskas Marakama, the Balabais is Zecha Misafik, and he becomes the Marakama. So in the Mele, here also in Medina, the Eskulo Shel Balabais. So you're also in Medina, the whole thing should belong to the Balabais. Why? It's just like over there. He becomes the Marakama, Misafik, this Balabais. If so, the Balachotzer, Misafeg, should become the Marakam. Okay, Melahach Medina Liyaskul Shabalabais. So, Adrab, if the Balam are Muchzuk, then the owner of this courtyard should be considered the Balam. And therefore, he's the Muchzuk, he gets to keep it. And therefore, Tzarech Litchoy, the Ein Sefer Limotzei Gora. It's not going to be found, it's worse. And this chatzah doesn't have shem tfisa. And therefore it doesn't belong to the Balabais necessarily. Unlike that case out there in Bab Metzia. Akoponim dina de chaluka kashim ha'oid ma pshitusa. The din of chaluka is very difficult to understand. What's the pshitus of the Gemara? If it's never going to be found, why did he say that it automatically belongs to both of them? Echites. Mechitesi pshita shechokin. So it's mamula. If it's a kaisel chadish, that's mamula. Mechitesi that it's pshita shechokin. Maybe it should belong to the guy who finds it. Why shouldn't tfis samoit say work misafik? There's no cheskas marakama. Because he's never going to find it. And that's where we keep Egan's kash on the Gemara. What's the pshitus of the Gemara? The chokin. When it's in Mukoisam Mula. So says Moreno Rabbeinu Zatzal, Asher Nirabi Biyuma, the Pshitel and the Chokin, the Be'emes Kenu, the Hechashen Sofu Mimotze Lochoshu Balabais Muchsok. The truth is that if it's never going to be found, the Balabais is not considered a Muchsok like we said. And there's no Dorchak at all to say this.
He said before, the Kivega's lashon is that tzarich lidchoy, the ain sefer matzei gora, and therefore there's no shame tfisa. And now we're saying no. Maybe we can argue and suggest that when it's ain sefer matzei, he's not considered a musuk, and it's not a doichak. And the biur is based on what we said in Tosis. And when it's ain sefer matzei, lekanya buchotzer. Where it's not sefer matzeh, he's not kind of a chotzer because he's not going to find it. It's not considered tachas yada, and if he's not considered a muksa, if when you muksa shechet tachas yada, came then yod sefer matzeh, lo chosh shechet tachas yada, so it's not going to find. It's not considered tachas yada, and then maybe it's not considered a muksa. So that's all if in sefer matzeh. But here we're misukik. Maybe the baal habayis put it there. And then it's sefer limotzeh, we're talking about a kos l'chodesh, maybe the Baal HaBayis put it there in sefer limotzeh. The Tosfos writes in our sugya, the Baal HaBayis doesn't forget his chefetz de yomim rabim. Rabbi Zoi, since sefer limotzeh, chashu Baal HaBayis muchzok, since it's sefer limotzeh, the Baal HaBayis is considered muchzok, l'fi zeh nimtzok. But here it's a suffix, who's the muchzok, the Baal HaBayis or the moitzeh? If the Baal HaBayis taka put it there, so he's the muchzok, in the middle he's the marakam, and the moitzeh doesn't become a muchzok when he takes it afterwards, and it's the Baal HaBayis. Didn't put it there, the male is not the muksuk, since ain't sefer limotzeh, and the moitzeh becomes the muksuk with tfisa afterwards. And since we're in the supuk, who's the muksuk, therefore we say that it's pashit shechokim. Now that's showing the Gemara why it's pashit shechokim, because we're in the supuk, who's the muksuk? Is it the Baal HaBayis who maybe put it there, and maybe the male is the muksuk, or is it the finder? The Baal HaBayis didn't put it there, and he's the muksuk, and therefore what you do is you go 50-50. We still have to understand what the Rosh writes earlier, if you build Beis Hamad Aleph, which is the blank for Rabbi Kiveger, by the Yivoy of Zorak Alniki, the Pesach Zev Yetzah Pesach Echav Yefkirol, Nim Avir She'ein Soifu Lanuach Kimunach Domi, Kevin Dola Yivshitai Michzik Va'achir, Metzim Miyadoi De Baal HaChotze, Metzim Miyadoi De Baal HaChotze, Natsa Muchzik Misofik Tchile, like Abadish Shaila, of Zorak Alniki, the Pesach Zen, it goes out of another Pesach, and the throw, the guy who threw it, was Mafkir it. If we say, Avir she'ein sofer lanuach kemunach dami, that's the Gemara Ziboya. So since lo yifshita, since the Gemara didn't resolve this shaila, in hichzik ba'achim mitziim miyodui. If somebody else is machzik, you take it away from him. Why? Because the Baal HaChotzer became muchzik mitchila. Baal HaBayis is muchzik mitchila. In other words, since nistalku ha'baylim, the baylim went away, they were mafki l'chefetz, and there's no cheskas marakamah. The Baal HaChotzer becomes the Chesed the Marakam, the Sofik, and therefore we're seeing a Sachif, it's Miyah, Midei Achir, Shehechzik. And if so, we see that where there's no Chesed the Marakam, Gam Sofik Muchzok, Choshev Muchzok. The Sofik Muchzok, but there's no Marakam, it's Sofik Muchzok, Tzir and Muchzok, and he's the Marakam. So the Fizet Shver, we have to understand, Am I choking the Baal HaBayis? Is a Sofik Muchzok? He's the Marakam, and the other guy, what is the Motzi talking about? Can't belong to the Motzi. So that's our kash. However, it would appear that the Din of the Rosh is only in the Sveik of the Dina, like the Tzio of the Rosh. But not the Sveik of the Metzius, like over here. And that's based on what Marin Barabino explained in the Shi'urim, the Bov Basre, in Shi'ur Tezvav, the Cheskis Momentalia Lefil Ba'isei Nein. This whole vort of the Chosh is a Sveik of the Dina. There we say that the Baal HaBayis is a Muksak Misofi. But here it's a Sveik of the Metzius. And a Sveik of the Metzius is a different vort. And that is that Cheskes Mammon is Tali Afir Oisei Nein. That if we see Tfisa's Bailim is considered a Muksak. And because of this, the Sveik of the Dina, Anu Royim Kol Mashi Yesh Lerois Ve'ein Sofik B'Riyoseinu. We see everything we can, and there's no suffix in what we see. And it emerges that we see a riyah vadois al chevtze shel suffix muhsuk. Uvezeh kosev ha-rosh, dareyu muhsuk mi suffix. Va'idezeh niyehu ha-morekame! Hashem came to sveik of the metzius, that the suffix is in our riyah. Sherei ein anu royim kol ma sheyesh lirois. If you have a Sveik in the Dina, so we know exactly what we're seeing. We just don't know what the Din is. We know what we're seeing. We just don't know what the din is. And therefore, if we see someone's a muhsik, so we say that he's a muhsik because that's what we see. You know, we don't know what the din is, but we say that he's a muhsik because we see that he's a muhsik. And that's like the case of when he threw the arnaki in the house. So there the Rosh writes, he's muhsik misafik v'aydez in yom orakame. Mashen came b'sfeik the mitzius. Sha'asafik hu b'riya shalanu. Sh're'en anu royim. Ko ma she'esh levos. Here we don't see everything we're able to see. Misafik of mitzius. We don't know what the mitzius is here. Because you see the thing in the wall. So you don't know who put it there. That's our Shaila. Our Shaila is, who put it there? And that's not considered a Safik Vadash, a Safik Chatz Vadash, a Safik Muksuk. It's a Safik if there's a Muksuk at all, because we have a Safik here in the Metzius. Who put it there? Mamele is not considered a Safik Muksuk. There, the Rosh would agree that it's not considered a Muksuk Misafik, it's a Safik if it's a Muksuk. Never like other Sveikas. Maybe Sveik is Safik Leinafke. It's still in the realm of Safik. Misfake the Messiah, we suffer in our ear. We don't know what we're seeing. If we don't know what we're seeing, we see it in the wall, we don't know who put it there. There it doesn't help. That's the Shiloh who put it there. There it doesn't help what we see. So that remains the realm of the suffix. Mashenkin, when it comes to Sveke the Dina, there what you see is what you get. And therefore, if somebody's Muksuk, you assume he's the Muksuk. The Noapi didn't leave the suffix, but you see that he's Muksuk, so we assume he's the Muksuk. Here you don't even know what you're seeing. And that's why the Gemara says that it's Pashat Shecholkin. Pashat Shecholkin. Because it's a Cheftz of a Safik over here. You don't know who put it there. And for Pashat Shecholkin. Now in the Kash of Tosfos, the Likne the Chatzer or the Balak Galagal or Balak Koisel, the Gosa Shri answered the name of the Rav Yoh. The Chatzer Kono Shalomi Daito, Rakhe Roshavidor, Abori Chavdera, Achre Shekono. Mashen Kain Hocha, Shukvar Chatzer, Lufne Shekono, and Chatzer Kono Shalomi Daito. The Gosa Shri wants to say in the name of the Rav Yoh, why didn't his Chatzer coin it for him? The answer is that it's only where it's something that comes to his field after he acquired it. But if it came to his field before he acquired it, he's not koine. And on this, the Ketzos asks, from what we see in Gittin, at the beginning of Perek HaZarek, Shemanasin is Gittin min HaChaser v'Gittin b'an Kechon. When he gives her a get and a chatzar, we say that the chatzar and the get comes one. Rei mavur, right, she doesn't own the chatzar. So how is she going to get the get? So the chatzar and the get comes one. So we see that even though the get didn't come to her chatzar after she acquired the chatzar, but okay, echad came simultaneously, nevertheless, chatzar helps. So what do you mean? First you have to own it. And then only if the object comes in after you own it, you acquire it. Here, you didn't acquire it after the object came into it. It was all at the same time, it was simultaneous. And the Ketzos answers, for Efshir, the Gabe Get, the Chotzer, the Itza, Midin, Yad, Israeli. These Perakam, the Mitzir, Hasem, Gid, Via, Boen, Kachas. Abel Chotzer, the Gavre, the Umiteras, Shlichus, Lor, Mein, Chatzir, Bat, Nasser, Boen, Kachot. So the Ketzos answers that maybe Gabe Get, that the Chotzer of the Wat woman is Misrabe, is included. We can Yad, like we see in Bamitsiya 10b. There we see Kitav Yad Abayim Ka'achas. That's when it comes to Chatzar De'itza. Because it's Midin Yad. Chatzar De'gavr, which is Mitara Shlichus. There we don't say Chatzar but no Sabayim Ka'achas. When it's midin yad, b'toras yad, there would say
Gita Bachatzer Ban Kechot. And what Agos Hashi was talking about was when it's kind of a Torah Shlichus. When it's called a Torah Shlichus, and we don't say it comes Kechot. You see, we're talking about a woman getting divorced. When you're getting divorced, the chatzar isn't her shliach. The chatzar is her yad. Memeila, yad v'chatzar are b'ayin keachot. Hashem came when it comes to when it's a shliach, and we have two tzadim in the Gemara. Is it mishum shlichus or mishum yad? But so we're talking about an itza woman, it's mitaras yad. Because that's what she needs in order to get the get. When it comes to a man, it's midin shliach. Linyan gets is the Gemara in Pen 10b. Lo pegi dechaz v'yum yodetz rabbi. Shaz linyan mitziyah. And there, Rabbi Yechanan holds, lo yofinu mitziyah mitziyah. Yofinu mitziyah mitziyah. Rishalak shaz lo yofinu mitziyah mitziyah. There's a machlokas, can you learn that a katana has a chatzar for a mitzia, just like she has a chatzar than you get. When it comes to mitzia, there it's b'taras shliach. And then get it's b'taras yad. That's the chilek of the ktsos. Yad. Git of the other boim kachas, the chatz is b'taras yad, and therefore b'nesin as get we say chatzer v'git of boim kachot. When it comes to a chatz of the gavra, this is b'taras shlichus. We don't say chatzer v'ad nasa boim kachot. Does anybody understand that chiluk? Vayeim v'chadush Reb Shimon Yehuda Kohen. He writes, "Is a chiluk b'li tam b'svara." Where is it coming from? Hard to understand. So what's the chiluk of the ktsos? Maybe, with regard to a chotzer, mishum shlichus hu demoyel, mishum dechoshev kilu a chotzer oise ba'ad ha-baylim. Vaga b'ishar shlichus. Moin she'a chotzer basir mitzal ha-chotzer, tzorech lezeh ha-havo shel ha-chifetz la-chotzer. When it comes to a chotzer, mishum shlichus, that it's effective, is because it's considered that the chotzer is doing for the baylim. Like other shlichus. That's a siyah miyada chotzer. In order for it to be a siyah miyada chotzer that he's doing the shlichus, it has to come from the outside. And therefore, first he has to own the chotzer, and then the chotzer has to do the siyah for him, has to acquire the item. And then you have a ribui mishum shlichus, where the chavetz comes to the chotzer before he makes the kinyan, or it's simultaneous. Here there's no siyah miyad mitzad chotzerah, because the chavetz didn't come into the chotzer. What's a siyas ha-chotzer? A siyas ha-chotzer is when the chayfetz came into the chotzer and the chotzer was koneh for him. That's only when he owned the chotzer in advance. But if it's simultaneous, or if first the item came into the chotzer and then he acquired the chotzer, that's no asiya mitzad ha-chotzer. So that can't be included in shlichus. Hashem came, if the chotzer is mitam yad, you don't need asiya miyad ha-chotzer. It's the yad of the bailin. So what does it matter whether it's he had the chotzer in advance or it's simultaneously? Self. It's biyadai. And that would be the chiluk between gita biyadai boim ka'achas, when it's b'taras yad, and there it could be simultaneous, machenken, when it's medin chotzer, there it can't be. Medin yad it can be, when it comes to chotzer it can't, because the chotzer has to do an asiya. So since it's b'taras shlichus, it has to, when it's b'taras, when a chotzer is b'taras shlichus, it has to do an asiya. And pshat nasiya is that first you own the chatzir, and then it's osir for you, it acquires for you. It's your shliach. But if it's simultaneously, it's not doing anything. Because you acquired the chatzir and the item at the same time. Or if you acquired the item and then you acquired the chatzar, so the chatzar never acquired anything for you, it didn't do anything for you. And therefore, you have to acquire the chatzar in advance. Now Mordechai brings the Teretz Rabbeinu Baruchim against on the Kash of Tosis, that his chatzar should be torn to the Bala Kosa. And he writes like this: Rabbeinu Baruchim against Pirei Shalom Mina Chatzar Shalom Kana Shalom Shalom Midaitai. Helam hefker gamu, but all the gabi avede. If the vechadikar yeyush, kim do aviyadalei lof and maf mafkiro. So he answers that Tosis kasha that his chatzar should be kaino for the Baal HaKosel. That we don't say chatzar shalom kona shalom idaita unless it's hefker gamu. But not the gabi avede, and even where there's yeyush. Since had he known, he wouldn't have been mafkirit. So Mimela, there's no din of Chatzer Shalom Kona Shalom Shalom Midaita. Chatzer Shalom Shalom Midaita is only if he does the Hefker Gamu. Now the Gabi Aveda. By Aveda we say there's no kin in Shalom Midaita. Only when it comes to Hefker Gamu there's kin in Shalom Midaita. But Kamuvan, Sarachim, what does he mean? What's Pshat in this Rabbeinu Baruchim against him? Maishna Hefker Me Aveda Shem Siyashu Ba'alea. In both cases is a Hefker Zechiyah. Both side by Hefker and side by Aveda Shem Siyashu Ba'alea. So what's this Chilu? Asher Nira Bebiul Dvorov. Rabbeinu asked in another shir, shir vav in the sefer and binyan tzchias mitziyah v'hefker. How is a chatzar kana hefker shalom yidaita? The crowd das before the tzchias chalas kinyan. The das umdina. She may adem izayim sarat zalei mahani la tzchias chalas kinyan. You can't have zorich alo chatzar shalom yidaita. It's a chatzar kana shalom yidaita. He doesn't have das before. The umdina doesn't help. So from this we prove that the chaloi zechiyah min ha'evger is not a chaloi shenasa idea zoicha. He's not the bailam on the chefetz. Merely he's not called a bailam nasa schalas b'chefetz. The chaloi zechiyah from the hefger is a chaloi shenasa mikor ha'torah. But there's a ma'is zechiyah mitzido. And there's a ma'is zechiyah mitzido, the Torah gives next the chalos. And since there's no asiyas chalos, it even works shalom yidaita. So there Rabbeinu was marich in the sinyan. You can see shir vo, but we can see it. That if the Torah is making the kinyan for him, the chalos, he doesn't have to have das. So when does it appear that Rabbeinu Baruch holds? She says, "Rak behefker gamur shkvar yatzim shes bailim." Avo baveder achayish bailim ein oikein. That is only by hefker gamur. Hefker gamur that when he went out of the rishus of the bailim. But baveder achayish bailim, it's not so. Hefker gamur that went out of the rishus bailim, the Torah makes the chalos for. But aveder after yesh bailim isn't so. That's because by yesh the aveder doesn't go out of the rishus bailim. Until it comes in the Rishus of the Zercha, like the Nesivus writes, where Samach Beis, Sifkan Gimel, Ktsais, Tavav, Sifkan Aleph. And since the Chafetz remains belonging to the Baila, we require a Zechia in the Aveda, we need an Asiyas Chalai Zechia Mitzidah, like the Abani Chalai Zechia. And because of this, the Zechia Sachotzer is not going to have Shalom Midaita. Like Abani Chalai Zechia Chalai Zechia, you need to ask before you. So when we're dealing with Hefker Gamur, so it's already out of the guy's rishus. So the male of the Torah is Mizaka, the person in whose rishus it is, in whose chatzir it is. But when we're dealing with an Aveda is still in the rishus of the Bailam until someone else is Zocha. So for that you need Das. So that's the chilek between Hefker and Aveda Shem Siyashu Ba'alea. When it comes to Aveda, he's not Zoch automatically because it's still in the Rishus of the first guy. Hashem came when it comes to Hefker,
There is Zeichu automatically. His Rishus is quoted from automatically. Why? Because when it comes to Aveda, it's still in the Rishus of the first guy until he's Zeichu. Therefore, you can't say it's the Torah gives it to the second guy because it's still in the Rishus of the first guy. It's only when it's out of the Rishus of the first guy, Hefker Gomer, there the Torah automatically, if it's in the Rishus of the second guy, the Torah automatically gives it to the second guy. There no Das is needed. Ah, Rabbeinu Baruch writes. The reason Loi Mahani Chatzero Liskos Lo Shalem Midaita is because if had he known Lova Mafkira, had the loser known where it was, he wouldn't have been Mafkir. Not because of what we said, that it's still in his Rishus until the other guy is Zocha Midas. So Zeo Lita in time, that's only to give a reason why Yeyosh is in Hefker Mamish. So for that he writes, there's no Chalais Hefker Mamish. Because if he would have known, he wouldn't be mafkir. If he'd known where he lost, he wouldn't be mafkir. That's what he meant when he talked about not being mafkir. That's what he says, that the chalais hefkir mamish einka. Came to the yadul, I love mafkir. Had he known, he wouldn't have been mafkir. Therefore, it's not a chalos hefker mamish. And what about the chalos yeish ba'aveda? There's a chias achas who doesn't have shalom idaita. Because for that, you need an asiyas chalos and das b'foya, like we said, because it still belongs to the first guy. Not hefker gamor, because had he known, he wouldn't have been mafkir. Had he known where he lost it. So what do we say it is? We say that it's he needs yeish b'foya. The chatzir isn't zaycha, and he doesn't have it. And the chatzir isn't zaycha, shalom idaita. Lay mahani zechias hachatzir shalom idaita. Because you need a siyas chalais and das before, and you don't have that. That's the chilik of Rabbeinu Baruch. When it comes to hefker gamor, you are zaycha shalom idaita, the Torah is mizaki you, like Rabbeinu explained in Shir Vav. And when it comes to aveda, even if there's yeyush, there's no Zechiah Shalom Yidaita, because there you need to ask the foil of the person who, of the finder. You need to ask the foil of the finder. And even if the loser already had Yeush, it doesn't matter. You need to ask the foil of the finder, because the Torah didn't give it. The Torah didn't give it to the finder. Because it's still in the Rishus of the loser, even if the loser found Yeush, it's still in his Rishus until the finder finds it. And he has to have Das. In the meantime, he didn't have Das. So he didn't have Das, and maybe there's no Kenyan. That's when we're dealing with Yeush. And he says, so it's not Hefker Gamor. So it's not Hefker Gamor. Maybe the finder needs the person in whose Rishus it is, has to have Das. If he doesn't have Das, no Kenyan. The Shane came when it comes to Hefker Gamor, there the Torah is mizakit to the person in whose Rishus the item is found. What about Shitas Rabbi Yosi? Rabbi Yosi holds in the Darim 43a, they can't be Hefker Mamish! And a Yotze Mirishus Hamaf Grat Asir Rishus Zarcha. So therefore, how is he Kani Yoshalem Midas? So even according to Rabbi Yosi, you can't compare Hefker to Yeush to Gabi Zechias Chatzir Shalom Midaita. The Gabi Hefker, the Etzem Chalos is already done earlier. But since the Ikarin in Hefker, she is given Zacher, if Rabbi Yosi holds that the Gemar is done B'Shan Zechias HaZecher. And until then, it doesn't go out of the Rishus Hefker. And the Rai is from the Ran, in the Darim 44a. So you see that there's a chalois hefker even before somebody else was zochah. Because when the bailim take it back, they're taking hefker. You see there's a chalois hefker even before someone else gets it. So the hefker is immediate. It's just not finished. The Gemar is B'Shan Sechias HaZeichah. So according to this, it emerges, K'Shezoicha Ba'acher, And the other guy finds it, it's because of the original chalais hefker. That's why it becomes his. Because that's the meaning of hefker. That it's munach in the chayfetz, and anybody can be zoche. And because of this, you don't need any asiyas chalais mitzad hazoche. Lo tzorach shum asiyas chalais mitzad hazoche. And therefore, zoche lo chatzero shalom yidaita. Hashem came be yeirish ba'aveh, that's when it's hefker gamur. When it's hefker gamur, even in front of Yosi, it still goes out of the person's rishus. Somewhat, immediately. The gemar is done when somebody else is zoche. But it still goes out of his rishus a little bit, and therefore, if it's in someone else's rishus, that other person can be zoche, if it's hefker gamur. Because it already went to a certain extent, already went out of the first guy's rishus. Hashem came to Yeshba Veda. Rabbeinu Baruch holds that there is just a heter atari liskas b'chevet shalachim. There's no asiyas chalos mitzad ba'al aveda. So the Torah is giving him the right to be zoche. But it still belongs to the first guy. Just the Torah says you're somebody else is allowed to be zoche. And because of this, you need an asiyas chalos mitzad zoche in order that it should go out of the rishis the ba'al aveda. And since you need an asiyas chalos, you need to ask before you, like we've been saying. When you need an asiyas chalos mitzad the finder, he needs to ask before you. So that's the chiluk of Rabbeinu Baruch. And when you're dealing with an aveda, even if it's yeyush, you need das of the finder. That it's in his rishus is not enough. Why do you need the das of the finder? Because the Torah says that's the only way it becomes his. If the finder has das, he's zochen. Hashem came when it comes to, right? Because it still belongs to the first guy until the second guy is zochen. Hashem came when it's hefker gamur. There, the Torah is mizakeh to the person in whose rishus it is, because it goes out of the rishus of the person who is mafkir, either completely or according to Rabbi Yossi to a certain extent, and therefore the Torah is mizakeh to the person in whose rishus it is found. So we mamish covered a lot of very, very choshev inyanim in this sugya of shosich. Why isn't there a kinyan chotzer? So I would like to thank everybody for listening. And we have a ton more to say on this sugya because there's so much Torah about this. Shreinu matov chalkeinu. So I hope we're able to get there. Thank you for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends.